Hello, friends. I'm Brian Peart, and I want to welcome you to the Great Awareness Podcast, a podcast focused on helping Christians make sense of this world we are in. The goal is to encourage, but never at the expense of truth. We will take the truth found in Scripture and apply it to the real spiritual battles going on today. We will ignore preconceived beliefs, news media noise, and politicians' words, and look at actions, what is really going on. Then use the truth of Scripture to accurately discern the times and how we need to respond. Jesus said in John 8:32, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And that is what we are going to attempt to do with each podcast. Get to the truth so we can live as we've been called. Welcome to the fifth and final pillar of a great life, good works. This pillar is where you use your talents and abilities to serve others and make a difference. If we only live for ourselves, our lives will never be great. But if we use our gifts and our talents for others and in tandem with others, we can find true fulfillment and peace. We've all experienced it, moments where you're really good at something and you're doing it, it's fun, it's easy, it's flowing. When you're in the moment serving others the way only you can, the way God created you to be, you'll find a joy indescribable. They say if you love what you do, you'll never work. But even if you are in a job you don't like, if you apply your spiritual gifts, you can have fulfillment. Finding and applying our spiritual gifts and talents to help others rounds out our life and makes it complete and full. The spiritual gifts are found primarily in the writings of Paul, 1 Corinthians 12, Romans 12, and Ephesians 4:11. And this one's going to be a little bit heavier than some of the other podcasts as far as a lot of teaching. And so I encourage you, if you're not driving, to grab a pen and a paper and get ready to take some notes, because we're going to go over a lot of stuff today here in the spiritual gifts. So I'm going to start in Romans 12:3, okay? And it goes, "For I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith, or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches, in teaching. He who exhorts, in exhortation. He who gives, with liberality. He who leads, with diligence. He who shows mercy, with cheerfulness." So, like I said, if you grab a piece of paper, there's seven gifts that he's talking about here, okay? If you kind of write them down along the left-hand side, I'll go summarize them in a minute and kind of just give you a quick summary of each one. But write down each gift and then give yourself some room and I'll share. So here he mentioned prophecy, one of the gifts. Now, these are gifts of the Holy Spirit, okay? This is a little bit different from when you're born with maybe a good singing voice, okay? These are things that happen, because a good singing voice can happen to a believer or unbeliever, but the gifts of the Holy Spirit are only for believers after you've accepted Jesus in your heart. So the gift of prophecy, ministry, okay, teaching, exhortation, giving, leadership, and mercy. That's prophecy, ministry, teaching, exhortation, giving, leadership, and mercy. Before we go into 1 Corinthians, I want to note something. One of the key aspects regarding our gifts, don't get arrogant. If you remember in the beginning, he said, don't think more highly of yourself. Every one of us has these gifts, okay? We're given one of them, maybe two, three, four of them, but we all are given a gift when we get saved. Some gifts like leadership may get more press, but leadership is useless without people to lead, like administration, etc. So those are the gifts there, okay? The next place in Scripture where he lists the gifts are in 1 Corinthians 12, okay? And I'm gonna start in verse 4. That's kind of where he begins to talk about the gifts. And I'm reading now, "There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all." There it is. The Spirit is being given to each one, these gifts. "For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills." So here he lists nine gifts. They are wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, which is repeated from the other, so that we already have that, discernment, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. Now, note some key aspects, okay? First, it's given by God, right? In verse 6, it said the Holy Spirit gives these gifts, okay? God gives them out. It's something he did. We can't boast about it, and that's why we should always be humble. We can't boast about these things. Second, they're to be used to serve the body of Christ, okay? Our gifts are only powerful when we use them to serve the body in tandem with others. Verse 12 really dives into this. Let me continue. So Corinthians 12, verse 12, it says, "For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For if by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit, for in fact the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, 'Because I'm not a hand, I'm not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, 'Because I'm not an eye, I am not part of the body,' is it therefore not part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he has pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, 'I have no need of you,' nor again the head to the feet, 'I have no need of you.' No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor. And our unpresentable parts have greater modesty, but our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to the part which lacks it, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. And if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. And God has appointed these in the church: first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, varieties of tongues." Okay? There's some more gifts right there as well. All of these gifts have their highest fulfillment when they're used in conjunction for the glory of God and the body of Christ, okay? We're all different, but we're all part of one body. We all have gifts, guys, given to us by God, and the world needs those gifts. If you really want to be filled up, find your gifts and use them to serve the body of Christ. So the last passage we'll look at is Ephesians 4, 11 through 13. So let me pop over there real quick. There we go. Ephesians 4, 11. "And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edification of itself with love." So here again, we see gifts are used in conjunction with others to build up and strengthen the body of Christ, to make us all complete. We also see some new gifts here, ministry gifts mentioned here, evangelism and pastor shepherd. So jot them down. We also see apostles. Now, this is one of those dividing type things in the church. The apostles, evangelists and pastors. Those are gifts that we can see. Those are people that we can see. But apostles. Some may feel like apostles is something that is still around today. As I see it, Paul's writing this at a time when the original apostles, you know, Paul and Peter and John are around. And I think in this passage, he's actually talking about them when he's talking about he gave some to be apostles. I don't think there are apostles today. And now I know there's some people that may call themselves apostles, and there's some that believe that maybe apostles are people who plant churches, etc. I don't want us to be divided as a family. You know, there's big things. You know, Jesus is Lord, and things that we can't waffle on, but you know, all I have to say on that is I believe the apostles were those 12 people that God, Jesus specifically called the first 12, then Judas left, and then Paul came and rounded that out. I believe later in Revelation when he's talking about the apostles, I think those are the guys. And I think if there's someone out there calling themselves an apostle now, if you think differently, that's fine. Just hold yourself up to this litmus test is, are you calling yourself that? And is it edifying Christ and the body, or is it edifying yourself? If it's edifying Christ and the body, then good, we're good. But if not, you may want to think about that. I'm not judging. I'm just saying I think the apostles were a specific role at that time when Paul was writing, filled by Peter, Paul, James, etc. I'm not sure it's a gift today. So now we've got about 18 gifts listed, okay? And this is a podcast, so I could go over each one of these gifts for hours probably, but I'm just going to touch on them briefly and then talk about how to find our gifts, your unique gifts, how to find them, and then applying them to build each other up. Tough times are coming to America, guys. We will need our gifts. We will need your gifts to strengthen the body during these times. As I share each one, I want you to be thinking and praying about which ones may seem to describe you. You probably already have a sense of maybe things you're good at. Maybe you've done things well in the past and you've had success leading this or that or whatever. So pray for God to enlighten you more fully to your unique gifts as I share each one. So the first gift we came to was prophecy. That's a unique gift given by God. It's the ability to hear divinely inspired messages from the Lord and to share them. Messages can be prophecies of future events. It could be disclosures of secret sins, correction, exhortation, etc. These messages should be tested by looking at the scriptures. But the ability to hear and share distinct messages from God is indeed a gift. And I've seen it happen. Ministry or helps was the next one we came to. And although it's not maybe as sexy as prophecy, the church couldn't function without it. Those with this gift have a special knack for seeing needs and meeting them. They are joyful, working behind the scenes and helping others. Next one was teaching. These people love to study the Word of God for long periods of time and apply and expound that Word to others. When they're reading, they're thinking about, you know, how they can relate it to others. They take great joy in seeing others apply the truths of God's Word to their lives. They can read Scripture, they get how it applies or it can be applied, and then they share it. It's a great responsibility and one not to be taken lightly, but it's a very important gift in the body. The next one was exhortation, which is encouragement. In the Bible, Barnabas was a great example of someone who had this gift. These people are natural encouragers. They encourage others. They point them to God and his power. They're motivators and they build up. And even when necessary, correct, as long as the goal is growing others up in Christ. The next one we talked about was giving. This is a gift. You know, we're all supposed to give, right? But some people just love to give generously. They don't want to be seen about it. They just want to serve the body. They help those who can't help themselves. They give, you know, to anyone who asks, really. They're good stewards, and they may even adjust their lifestyle so that they can give more. They take great joy in giving to others. Leadership is the next one. There's a site called spiritualgiftstest.com, spiritualgiftstest.com, that has a